Well, this morning we're joined here in studio by Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Ken. And Mike, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it very much. You know, we've been talking a lot about all of the activity. It seems like we've hit critical mass here recently with all the announcements and things with school cancellations and church functions. And we've seen in some states where public venues are being shut down, restaurants and those types of things where people gather. A lot of folks are trying to tell us not to gather in too big a numbers right now. So I know there's a lot of information to process. It seems to be coming at us at rocket speed right now. I just wanted to talk a little bit about some of the local preparations here. You folks have been on this for quite a bit of time, I assume.
We sure have. Our direction for people hasn't really changed a whole lot in some ways. That the hand cleaning has been, talked about for quite some time now. Social distancing has been kind of the latest thing, and the 50 person limit. And that's just, everybody's like, well, that's like an arbitrary number, and it is, because every crowd of 50 is not equal. If you have if you're at a church and you have a bunch of more elderly crowd, and they're and they are in a really confined space, that's something that really is not in the guidance. But you could be in a stadium, you could be in Wells Fargo Stadium with 50 people, and that's not a problem. So, if you got a younger bunch of people and that type of thing. But we just keep getting that guidance out. It changes. You try not to get really specific because 4:30 the next day, the governor comes out and has a news conference, or you hear something on the national news, as a different guideline.
Is that the most difficult part of this, is the speed at which things seem to be changing constantly?
Absolutely. And I think, people have access to so much information. I mean, they're getting, it seems like a lot of things that aren't happening in Cass County are driving some of our reaction. It's because it's things that are happening outside the county, outside the state, even in the national news. In Italy, I think, you hear the all those things, across, in Europe, and all, and you see it on TV, and it feels like it's close, but that's, it all goes into what we're feeling and how we're reacting.
Yeah, but still, there's lots of work that's been done here, more work to be done, constantly monitoring and visiting. I'm sure you're coordinating with a lot of different agencies and businesses here locally.
Absolutely. Today I've talked to a couple of different superintendents in the county. I talked to our department heads in the courthouse. Talked with public health. Beth Olson is getting really up to speed, coming off of maternity leave. We're all getting coordinated and coming up with, getting the same message, so that we're all on the same page.
Well, and everybody has a little different view and a little different responsibility when it comes to some of this. Of course, with regard to hospital services and things, those are, of course, vital services in a community. But they're looking at it from a lot of different viewpoints, how they best protect their staff. But they also have to be able to serve those folks who come in looking for service there at the hospital facilities as well.
Absolutely. And we've told folks that they need to, contact the hospital before they just go there. This is a public health and, event. So I try to be really careful not to step on that. there's messaging that I can get out. If things progress to a certain extent, there may be resources that EMA position that I need to request, you know, and I don't want to get into,
sure,
you know, what that might be, but, you know, we may be looking for, you know, personal protective gear and that type of thing that we may get short on. That's basically my role in this.
From an emergency management standpoint, you've got some experience dealing with immediate things that occur, flooding, tornadoes, those types of things, snow events that can shut things down for a few days too. How is this one different?
This is way very different because you say things progress quickly, but not like a tornado or not like flooding. You know, it's day to day. It seems to be something, you know, there's changes day to day. So in that regard, it is more of a slow moving long term. We're talking weeks here. The governor has recommended 4 weeks. Well, we may be reassessing after 4 weeks. Just because she says 4 weeks, I just was watching TV and national folks were talking 14 days are critical. I don't know. I assume, you know, every day is kind of critical, I think, at this point, because it, you know, you want to avoid that spike that they keep talking about that will overwhelm our ability to care for people.
Sure. Well, I know we've always been pretty proactive here in Cass County, having an emergency management plan, a comprehensive plan to always fall back on in times of different types of emergencies. Is that particular document, is that pretty good? Is that going to help and assist right now?
Sure. We have, I mean, it's a comprehensive plan. So it covers a lot of different, you know, areas. You know, this is a public health emergency, so they take the lead in this. So you know, we're supporting in that role. So it really, I mean, as far as the plan is concerned, I mean, it's actually easier than some other events that occur, because we're helping public health.
Sure.
And hospitals.
So as far as things go right now, it's kind of like the lines of communication are open. It's a constant bit of communication in some respects, but is that where it is right now, listening and working to make sure that everyone's needs are as best fulfilled as possible?
Yeah, absolutely. Today I spent a lot of time working with courthouse people.
Right.
We've got some different strategies that are at work in the courthouse. Some of our departments, you're knocking on a door before you can get in, and we've got that going on. I'm also in charge of 911,
right,
and so we have dispatchers that we're concerned about, and we have jailers in the jail that we're very concerned. It wouldn't be impossible to maybe replace some of these people, but it would be very difficult. It would be much better if we can keep them healthy throughout.
Sure.
This, you know, at least not, you know, lose a lot of them, because they're very hard to replace. If we would have a bunch of them get it right away.
Well, in a jail setting, you have plenty of folks who are
absolutely
in a small area too. So
and
they've
taken
issues.
They've taken some mitigation steps there. Again, I don't know the specifics, but I don't believe they're allowing visitors in there, and so they're, you know, and they're doing some other things that, you know, I don't want to get into, but we're not trying to fill this space, obviously, in the
right,
jail,
right.
Everything is being looked at to try to mitigate.
Sure. Your job as Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator means you're mostly concerned with Cass County, but are you working across county lines with other emergency management agencies around the region? Is this a cooperative effort?
Oh, absolutely. We have, we're in a region. We have a regional coalition of hospitals, public health, and EMA and EMS folks. Yeah, we're working together. We're discussing, you know, our resources that we need, and resources that maybe we'll be looking for, that are we have a shortage of out there. So yeah, we're working very closely and asking what's going on out there. You know, Carroll had a case. Harrison County has had a case. And of course, Pottawatomie County. So those are all very close to us. So we're talking with those folks that are in those counties.
Sure. Well, and it's always good to play off other people's experiences, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, it's good to know that with so much going on around us, that the folks close to us are involved in that discussion as well. There has been planning. We have been talking, and plans have been implemented already to make sure that folks can stay as safe from this current threat as possible.
Right. And I guess, if you're wanting me to wrap up here,
yeah.
they need to not panic. I mean, everyone has said that, but it's the truth. We need to, the toilet paper issue has been, the big thing. But it's, this is something that's serious and we need to take it serious. But we don't need to go crazy. You'll still be able to get groceries at the grocery store. You'll still be able to do the basic things you need to do. If you do get it, the chances are some people have no symptoms whatsoever. A vast, vast majority of people come through it and are fine. It's those people that, elderly and people with pre-existing conditions, those are the people we want to, we're concerned about, and we'd really like to avoid having issues with those folks.
Very good. Well, we're working on their behalf, and we'll continue to do that as we work our way through this. Mike, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.